Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Good. Well, not terrible, I guess. 68 degrees outside right now. Chance of some rain in the forecast here for today. It doesn't look like it'll be anything like it was the other day.
No.
But there is a chance of some rain, and I guess it depends on what you're looking at as far as when that rain might come along. The radar started showing some things clustering together a little bit this morning. We'll see if it's later this morning or later on this afternoon, I guess. Kendall Warren in with us this morning. How's Kendall?
Very good, thank you, Jim.
Good. Tell us about W&S.
Got a used 10,000 BTU Whirlpool air conditioner, a couple years old. Used portable electronic air cleaner, practically new. Had three used electric ranges, used washer-dryer set, good condition. Got a used front-load washer that's near new. Two stack-type washer-dryer sets, one of them only a few months old. Got in a drop-in electric range, good condition, two range hoods. Use large capacity, 25 cubic foot side-by-side, works good. Use microwave hood combination. Two use built-in cooktops, one gas and one electric. Three use two-door refrigerators, all in good working condition. And a use front-load washer-dryer in good condition. Got lots of new dishwashers, built-in and convertible portable, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Have some closeouts on some models because of some model changes. We deliver, install, and, of course, take care of that service later. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install. And we have dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Also, room air conditioners. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. You got your plans made for the 4th of July holiday?
Yeah.
Will it involve a fishing pole?
Yes.
How did I ever guess that? Well, good. That sounds like a nice, relaxing day for you. How about you, Chris? Any plans for the 4th of July weekend?
I do have one thing planned, a little get-together buddy's having, but
nothing exciting.
Nothing real else on the slate for me.
Well, we can help you out if you're not sure what you want to do. I tell you what, we're getting into two of the biggest weekends of the summer when it comes to activities and events and things going on between this coming weekend and then the following weekend. It's just crazy stuff. You know, it's kind of tough, though, with 4th of July actually falling on a Thursday this year. You know, some folks aren't able to take Friday off, and so that kind of makes it a one day, go back to work, and then get the weekend thing going. But there are activities and things going on Friday, too, in some locations for the weekend, so I assume some folks will be working it out. Maybe some bosses are nice enough to let you have Friday off. Not yours, though, right?
Not mine.
Gosh, what a jerk. We have lots of things going on. In fact, Exira has one of the larger 4th of July celebrations each and every year here in our area, and it really starts this weekend. This is their 148th annual 4th of July celebration coming up next week, and it does encompass most of the week, actually. They've got some events coming up already this Sunday. They've got a tractor show and ride scheduled for the city park in Exira at 9 o'clock this Sunday. And then the car, truck, and motorcycle show and shine will get underway at noon. That's sponsored by the Lions Club and the Exira Fire Department. This is their 7th annual event, and they have a lot of things going on during the course of that time, too. They'll have at the Exira City Park, they'll have stuff going on from noon to 3:30 p.m. Registration 9 to noon. They have a $15 entry fee per for the cost to enter, and also there'll be some refreshments and things at the Exira City Hall building, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be serving sandwiches and beverages there. They'll have a 50-50 raffle, games, and free prizes going on as well at the Exira City Park with a barbecue grill, a travel cooler, and some other prizes as part of that raffle, too. So the show and shine will have a lot more than just things to look at. You'll have a few things to do as well. So they hope to get some nice people, a nice crowd there, some folks there for that this Sunday. Exira will continue then much of next week, really. They get things started Wednesday, July 3rd. They'll have entertainment in the city park that evening from 5 to 7. And then they'll have their community club barbecue in the city park starting at 5:30. A kiddie parade at the gazebo at 6 o'clock. And then a street dance featuring the band Stone Throw from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that gets underway Wednesday evening. And then, of course, Thursday, the 4th of July, all kinds of stuff happening. The old traditional foot races will be going on starting at 9 o'clock in front of the elementary school. The parade will get underway at 10:30 on the 4th of July in Exira, and this year's Spirit of America is the parade theme. And the Grand Marshals are people that you can look up to. I mean that, seriously, look up to. You'll have to look up to see them. The Grand Marshals will be Hallie Christofferson and her teammates from the Iowa State University women's basketball team. So unless you're, you know, 6 foot five or taller, you will be looking up to them. So have fun with that. That starts at 10:30 on Thursday. And then they've got all kinds of entertainment going on throughout the day in the gazebo area as well. And you're going to see the second annual Grand River Rodeo going on at Kickapoo Park starting at 1:30. They have the kids' tractor pull at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be entertainment at the football field. They'll have a big fireworks display at the football field that night as well. And then Friday, July 15th, they have an 18-hole best ball golf tournament at Greenbrier starting at 10 o'clock. Saturday, they'll have the 32nd annual Xyra Road Run and Fun Run. It's a 5K, 10K event. They'll have the alumni dance that evening, Saturday evening, July 6th, at the Rec Center. And then Sunday, July 7th, after the church service, they'll have their traditional alumni coffee as well at the Lions Building. So several days' worth of things going on in Xyra for the 4th of July period. Oakland also has a pretty big 4th of July celebration each year, and they do the events on the 4th of July. So coming up next Thursday, they'll have the Volunteer Fire Department's annual pancake feed for a free will offering at the fire station from 7 to 10:30 a.m. Also, they'll have a car show there, too, registration from 8 a.m. to noon, and then they'll be judging from noon to 3 p.m., and they'll have several different awards there, too. They have a tractor ride that's planned. It'll head west to Honeysuckle Road, north to Hancock, and then swing around back to Oakland. That'll be from 9 a.m. to about noon or thereabouts. They have a tractor show that'll be going on from noon to 4, and then lots of midway activities from noon to 4 as well, so the kids can keep busy. Inflatable bounce house, they'll have games and food booths and all kinds of things like that. The parade registration begins at 4 o'clock, and you can register at the City Hall there. They'll line up in the neighborhood there. And then also at 5 o'clock, they'll get the parade started. So this year's Independence Day parade in Oakland starts at 5 o'clock. And their theme for this year's parade is Small Town Superheroes. You might want to get the kids involved in helping to design the float for that one. Might be kind of fun. After that, you've got the community dinner following the parade. That'll be for a free will offering at the gazebo across from Chautauqua Park. And then they'll have the a hometown karaoke event, which is always fun to embarrass your friends and neighbors. That'll be from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And then at dark, they'll have their fireworks display as well. So bring a lawn chair, and the fireworks up over Chautauqua Park should be a good time. And that's a lot of activities going on there in Oakland for the 4th of July. And there are other communities, too, that are having 4th of July celebrations. Avoca always has events. Messina usually has some good events going on. And Atlantic has a pancake breakfast from the JCs and their flight breakfast. I shouldn't say pancake breakfast. It's a flight breakfast at the airport. And then they'll follow that up later on in the evening with fireworks and things. But also coming to the weekend next week, and then you run into the 131st Annual Griswold Soldiers Reunion, which is also a big bash going on usually around the 4th of July weekend. This year it'll be the 5th, 6th, and 7th with all kinds of stuff going on. You know, some of the highlights will be the tractor ride that they'll have there. The museum will be open both those days. Also, they have two parades each year, the 6 o'clock parade on Friday night, the Soldiers Reunion Parade, and then the next night also, the Grand Parade is also at 6 o'clock, so two nights of parades, Friday and Saturday. There'll be all kinds of other activities and things, too. Water fights, there's a softball tournament, the Reunion Queen Contest. There'll be lots of entertainment for the kids, things like that. Saturday morning, the Pancake Man will have a community breakfast at the community building. There's a fun run and walk, a show and shine tractor show. There'll be military memorabilia on display there as well. They'll have an antique tractor pull. Kids' water fights. The Lifelight helicopter will stop in for folks to see. There'll be a horseshoe contest. Lots of other games and things for the kids as well in the park. A kids' tractor pull. They'll have smoked meat dinners. The firemen will sponsor that. And a street dance on Saturday night as well before they end things up with brunch on Sunday to finish up their big weekend. So more details on that next week, but lots of things going on. So if you're looking for stuff to do, not just this weekend, but into next week around the 4th of July, and then the following weekend, too, the 4th of July weekend, you should have some luck. Now, if we could just get the weather to cooperate with us, then we'd sure have a lot of fun, because it's a lot more enjoyable to have all these events going on outdoors than having to deal with all of the elements out there, too. So hopefully things go well for you. Hope you got some plans, and hope you make some good family time out of the 4th of July holiday as well. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got over 70 new units in stock and, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerators. Lots of gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, and LG, Frigidaire, and Maytag. I said that once, didn't I? Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers chest and upright from 5-3 and including 25 cubic foot and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of washers and dryers in small, large, and super capacity, up to 5 cubic foot in washers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got model stack units if you've got limited space. We offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Better to repeat yourself than to forget to say it the first time.
That's right.
Right? There you go. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.